Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green with another call in the podcast series called Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green. So I do these as a live teleseminar slash radio show twice a month, and then they are immediately added to the archives over at iTunes. So you can download them at any time and also get your study guide that goes along with the call. Those are at connieloves.me/study guides, and that study guides is plural, and it's all lowercase. So today, the focus is going to be on being an author and an entrepreneur. And in the study guide, so let me just open it up here. I've got so many windows open, so let me open some things and close some other things. And on here, I said that becoming an author in 2010, it's the single best business move I've ever made. And I had wanted to be an author, and that might be the case with you. You might have thought about writing, and I thought about it, I have to really say, since I was a young teenager, where I thought, gee, how wonderful to write a book. And I knew of other young people writing books, and that was never me. And over the years, I became a teacher, and I was editing people's writing all the way from age 5 to age 18 and even adult students. And also in my real estate career, I would help people edit their writing on an ongoing basis. Many times it was because they just were not natural writers or English was not their first language, so writing was a challenge for them. But I did a whole lot of editing. I had a whole lot of ideas. I didn't do very much of my own writing all of those years. I came on the internet and saw that I had to start writing to build the business. So in the beginning, that was blogging, writing articles, finally writing short reports, so the writing got a little longer, and that was in 2006, 2007. By 2008, I realized that I really was ready to write a book, but yet it took me another couple of years to put it together. And the way that I did that was my idea was to share about 21 tips for how you could make money with a tiny list, because that's what I was doing. I had, within a year and a half, reached six figures a year with my teeny tiny list of just a few hundred people, and I wanted to share what I had done. So I started with a tip sheet, then I changed that to a short report, and I started with, I may have even started with 10 tips, but finally 21 became what I wanted to share. And I thought, gee, I could write an article about each one, I could blog about every one, and then I could turn those articles and blog posts into a book. And that's exactly what I did for that first book that came out in the summer of 2010, which was Huge Profits with a Tiny List. So I am going to open the line.
Lost one in the process.
All right, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you have about
That's
getting
what I'm saying.
Started
you lost one in the process?
With writing. All right, and somebody in Indiana is talking, so I closed out your line. All right, so does anybody have a question about just getting started with that process of writing? All right, was there a question?
Yes, Connie, it's Cheryl.
Yes.
I had tried to submit an article to Easy in Articles, and they kept kicking it back to me. They said, well, there were a couple of things. One thing, I obviously made a mistake in putting something in an inappropriate place according to their rules, but they keep kicking it back. They tell me that I don't have enough original content, but when I look at some of the other articles, I just don't understand why they keep kicking it back.
Well, I don't know about that, but how would that relate to you writing a book, getting a book going? Because that's really the focus of what I want to talk about today. So you'd have to contact their support department for any issues with them. I wouldn't have any clue what it is. But, you know, have you thought about putting blog posts and articles together to write a book?
I have, but I guess I feel that I don't – I guess I feel that I don't have anything – I'm not very confident about my ability to contribute something that other people would be interested in.
I'm glad you're bringing that up, Cheryl. That's really something that's important, and I think that's foremost in all of our minds. And, you know, now I'm working on my ninth book. And as I continue to write, there's always a little piece of me that says, you know, other people are writing and other people probably can phrase their sentences and their story in a more interesting way. They're smarter than I am and all that. But I had to just throw that out the window, because we can't be successful as entrepreneurs if we let any kind of self-doubt get in the way. So now the way I approach it is, yes, there are many people that have been online longer. They have more knowledge, more experience. They're smarter. They have more products. They do more in every area. But none of them are me. No one can tell the story. Even if it's a similar story, no one can tell it the way I can tell it. And so that becomes the focus of what I'm doing. All right, now, Carol, here, before I go to Carol's question, though, I want to go back to the study guide. And I am giving you a three-step process. And I'm oversimplifying it a little bit, but the truth is, this is what you need to do. Start writing and talking about your niche topic. So talk to anybody that will listen about what you want to write about. So when I was in that process of wanting to write that first book and subsequent books, I talked to everybody about it. Like right now, the ninth book is How to Live the Internet Lifestyle. And so I talked to everybody about that. When I was at my Rotary Club meeting today, people said, oh, you're just back from Santa Barbara. You're there for almost a week. And I said, I was there for 6 days. I tried to get back on Wednesday because that's my Rotary meeting in Santa Clarita. And I said, yeah, I'm living the Internet Lifestyle. And so some of them understand what that means, and others will say, what does that mean exactly? And I go into more details, and then I let them ask questions, and it gives me ideas about what I'm going to write that's my story. So you want to write and talk about your topic. Use your blog and teleseminars to get this information out to the world and to build your platform. By that, I mean start building a list. You want people that will say, yeah, I'd really like to hear more of information on this topic. So start to build that list, because as you build your platform, these are potential buyers of your books in the future. All right, and let me see. There's some noise coming from somewhere. So there we go. I think I've closed out those lines. All right, let me answer Carol's question. She is over in the UK and says, I already have a book. It's on recruitment, and it's already on Amazon. I'm keen to learn the best way to get it on Kindle and wonder if you recommend chapterizing it. I love that as a verb, chapterizing. I just love that. I don't know that I have ever heard that. So, Carol, this is what I'm going to say to you, that you will want to take the exact same book that you have as a paperback through the Create Space program on Amazon, and you want to have someone do the formatting for you with that. All right, if you have any noise, if you think you have any noise, just close out your line. Just do a *6, and then if you want to talk, just do a *7. That'll bring you back in. All right, so some of my books, let me go over to my author page. If you go to connieloves.me/author page, that's my book. So starting with Huge Profits with a Tiny List, that one is on Kindle, and it's also a paperback, and it's the exact same book. The only thing that's different is I had someone do the formatting for me, and you can also learn. I've given you some great resources there on the study guide for additional information that you can either purchase or download that will help you with all of this. And I continue to purchase more information, especially like Rachel Rofe has the product. She has added a bonus to it that'll be a permanent bonus on how to get more reviews. The reason that I keep recommending and purchasing and going through more products on Amazon is because everybody has a little bit different experience and expertise with what they're doing. And with Rachel, she made a big effort to learn more about reviews, and reviews are huge in boosting you up in the rankings over there. So I really encourage you to do that. So Huge Profits with a Tiny List is both paperback and Kindle. Huge Profits with Affiliate Marketing is paperback and Kindle. The Inner Game of Internet Marketing is paperback and Kindle. My newest one right now came out in October is The Weekend Marketer. It's paperback right now. It will be Kindle in the next 2 weeks. maybe even the next 10 days, which means I already had somebody do that formatting for me. And you can either do it yourself or you can have someone do it. It takes them about 2 hours to do it, or it will take you about 2 hours to do it. And I'm pretty busy these days, so I would rather pay someone else to do it. And then you submit it to the Kindle program. And the Kindle program is at, Kindle, KDP, here we go, kdp.amazon.com. And that's how you actually get there and add your books to that place. And, yes, in terms of having chapters, Carol, you definitely want to have chapters. It makes it easier for people to go through your book, okay? Someone's asking me to repeat a website, and I'm not sure which one, so tell me which one. Linda's asking if I hired an editor before I published it, and no, I don't pay an editor. But I do read it through many, many, many times, and I usually give it to 4 or 5 people to read through. 1 or 2 of those people are people that work closely with me in my business, and the other couple of people are people that have no idea about online business. So they're reading it with a different mindset, and they'll be able to figure out, you know, they'll point something out to me, and they'll say, right here, I'm not really sure what you mean. And when I look at it, I can see how they wouldn't understand what I meant, and then I rewrite that portion of it. So that's important. All right, let's go back to number 2. And number 2 is create an outline for the book you want to write, keeping it clear and concise. Number 2 should have 10 stars next to it. The outline makes the writing process very, very simple. So again, I'll go back to the example of the first book, Huge Profits with a Tiny List. I decided at some point that I was going to go past 21, past 25, and have 50 ways to use relationship marketing to increase your bottom line. That's my subtitle. So that meant I was going to write 50 articles, and then I turned those in to 50 blog posts. All right, and let me see. Somebody else is being noisy. So if you think you're noisy, just hit *6, or else I'll close it out for you. Okay, so with this part, I knew that was going to be a big, big section of my book. And that was going to be 50 ways. So I wrote the 50 blog posts. I turned them into articles. So I had lots of content to repurpose. And then that became really the second section of the book. So the first section of your book usually is an introduction, and you decide then what the subheadings will be in your outline. So you can use Roman numerals, and then you can use, so you'd have Roman numeral 1 and then have A, B, C, any way that's convenient for you. I'm used to using the Roman numeral system. So then in my second part, in Roman numeral 2, then I didn't even use A, B, and C. I just went 1 through 50 in that section. And divide your book into 3 or 4 sections, and then divide each section further down into more parts. And once you have this outline, after you've started writing a little bit for each section, each bullet point, each letter, however you have it, finally, during the last couple weeks of writing, I'm just filling in the blanks. That's all that I'm doing, and that makes the whole process so, so easy to do. All right. Anyone on the line with a question? And if your line has been closed out, hit *7. Yes. Who is this?
Honey, it's Lonnie in Berkeley.
Yes. How are you?
I'm all right. Do you have any resources for doing one's own formatting?
I do. Email me, and I will send you a link for that.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. William has a question. And William, he's Chef William, and he has several books, I think 3 or 4 books. And he says, are you allowed 5 days to give away your book if you don't use the Kindle Select program and just publish it? So I'm so glad you asked this question, William. I have one that I don't want to tie up for 90 days. Second question, if you're using KDP, which is the Kindle program, can you still publish in their hard? Well, they don't really have a hard copy program. They have the paperback program. So What, William, I'm going to break up your questions a little more. What he's saying is, if I have it on Kindle, can I also have it on paperback? And the answer is yes, because each of those is going to have a separate ISBN number. That's the International Standard Book Number. And because each one has a separate number, then they're two separate entities. And yes, you are allowed to have it both Kindle and paperback. And the traditional publishers will sometimes have it as an audiobook, a Kindle, a paperback, and a hard copy. So I've seen it all of those ways. So you can do it. Now, the next question is about the 5 days every 90 days that you can give it away. That's by you going into the Kindle Select program. And I do this because I don't sell my books on my own websites. That's not something that I'm doing right now. I did it initially with a real estate book, and I may do it again in the future. But right now, everything I have is available online. So it's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, some of the other places online. That means I can put it in the Kindle Select program because part of their requirements are that you do not have it for sale anyplace else on the internet. And with that program, I'm allowed to give away each book that I have on Kindle up to 5 days every 90 days. And I typically do this for 2 or 3 days. So during a 90-day period, I'll give it away maybe a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or just a Saturday, Sunday. If I'm speaking at an event, I always give one away during that time. And what happens is your goal is to get as many people to download it for free as possible. Because even though you're not earning money from that, it boosts you up in the rankings for your keywords over on Amazon. So the minute that it's not free anymore, during the next 30 days, you definitely make more sales than you would have if you had not given it away for free. So my time management book, oh, and I don't even see that there on the author page. Where is time management? There it is, third from the bottom. Time management strategies for entrepreneurs, how to manage your time to increase your bottom line. And I co-wrote this one with Jeff Hoff, as I did with the Inner Game of Internet Marketing. I also co-wrote that with him. And this book, Time Management, and The Weekend Marketer, they're both up for awards right now. So if you're on my list or been following me on Facebook, you can see the awards that we've been nominated for. Both me, I've been nominated for The Weekend Marketer, and Jeff and I have been nominated for Time Management. So now with the Time Management book, this one, we're usually able to give away about 1,000 copies when we do a giveaway, because both of us are promoting it on social media, to our list, to anybody we know in our personal lives. I do it with the various charities that I belong to. I'll say, you know, I have a book available for download. If you haven't downloaded it, please do so, and please tell at least one other person. So we get lots of downloads from that, and that way it sells much better overall. And Lynn, that's what Lynn is asking me, do I do single days or a couple days at a time? I don't like to ever do a single day, because I can't get enough traction going in one day. By the time I send out the email, even though I send it out so it reaches people, you know, before they're eating breakfast, before they're awake, there are always people that don't even see the email until late that night or the following day, and then they didn't get a chance to download it. So I would rather prepare people for 2 or 3 days at a time. All right, let's go to number 3, publish it as a Kindle book and or a paperback book. So there are different strategies with this. For me, this is my personal strategy. If I'm going to turn it into a paperback, and I don't do that with all of them, like Time Management is not a paperback, but if I'm going to do it as a paperback, like The Weekend Marketer, I do it as a paperback first, and then I wait approximately 6 months to put it out on Kindle. The reason I do this is I want to reach bestseller status when it comes out in paperback. And I can't have my book competing with itself in another format. So I bring it out in paperback first. I do my push to get my bestseller status in at least one category. Then I wait. Then when the Kindle version comes out, then I work on pushing that one to number one. And that is much easier to do. Kindle is not nearly as competitive as some of the others. All right, and Daniel is asking about ebooks and how to get things written. And again, I'm always going to guide people towards Jim Edwards' course. It's $29, and it's at ebookwritingprofits.com. I have the link there in the resources. It's more than 500 pages, and he updated this last year to include Kindle. So he talks about selling books on your own website, which can be very lucrative. You can make a lot more money because you can sell them for a lot more that way, but also you want things on Kindle. All right, anyone else on the phone with a question before I answer more here in the questions? And if I can't hear you, then I may have closed out your line, so just hit *7 and you'll be brought back in.
Connie, can you hear me? This is Kaya.
Yes.
Hi. Yeah, I sent you a question there, and I don't know if you saw it, but okay, my print book was done way before Kindle came out, and it's done in InDesign, and I want to know how easy it is to convert that to Kindle. Do you know how to do that? I mean, do you know anybody that knows how?
I know that right now, the person who does the newsletter for the Rotary Club this year, because they seem to change people almost every year because it's a big job, the man who's doing it now, he's actually a professional printer. He has a brick-and-mortar company, a business, and he agreed to do it this year, and it's beautiful when it comes out, and he prints it, and you know the copies arrive, so we have it hard copy. But I called him during last summer, because our year starts July 1st, and I said, I really need the PDF of this, because people like to download it now, and I'm trying to encourage people to download so we don't have to print so many.
Yeah.
He told me he was using InDesign. I'm 99% sure that's what he's using. And he told me it was a huge ordeal for him to be able to convert that. And so here we are in March, and his year of doing this is coming to an end because we have a lady that's going to start July 1st to do it for next year. I've never once had it in PDF. So I don't know. I would go back and try to find that original Word document that you did it in to begin with. Do you have that?
Yeah, I mean, I have, okay, every chapter is separate in Word, but it's like been edited a number of times, and all the edited versions are just in InDesign, you know. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of work to...
Yeah, so the answer is...
It'd be a lot easier just to give it to somebody and say, convert it to Kindle.
I think that
like
would.
You're not sure
no, if you could even
that,
find someone, it would be a fortune if you're paying them even by the project, but let alone by the hour, because they would have to go through and do that. So I'm sorry, I can't help with that. All right, Lynn is asking, will the new Amazon affiliate rules for free books, will that impact me? No, because the new law just went into effect recently. They're only. I'm trying to see if you. If you recommend a certain number of free books, something like 1,000 or something, then they don't want to pay the affiliate commission on that. That was really geared at the sites that were popping up that I really love that give you a daily list of what's free, and they're giving it to you through their affiliate link, so that's how they earn some money. And Amazon doesn't like that. They feel like they've kind of changed the process of what it was intended for. So, no, that won't affect me at all. I've never given out, you know, that many in a 24-hour period, and I don't ever intend on having a business where I would be giving them away. Now, with that said, I do give out the link, which I have there on the resource page, connieloves.me/Kindle-free-business, and that is free downloads of business books, and I usually go once a week there and download one or two because I don't want to go overboard. There's so many. And it's wonderful to have them, but I only want to take something that I know I'm going to read. That is through my affiliate link. But again, I'm only doing it once in a while with my list and on social media, so I never have those huge numbers. And another thing I want to call your attention to is Ryan Dice has a $7 report. It's called Partnering with Amazon. I saw my business with Amazon very differently after I read his report, and I have the link there on the page. Ryan, really, I have been to his events now for several years, and once he got into Amazon, he sees things a little bit differently, and it makes the business get bigger and bigger and bigger, which is fantastic. All right, Jeff has a question about, and where are you in Brazil? Wonderful, wonderful. All right, he has a question about affiliate links. in the books. And I have to say, with Huge Profits with Affiliate Marketing, which was my second paperback book, with that one, I really do have a lot of affiliate links in there. If I had to do it over, I probably wouldn't have quite so many in there, but there were a lot of things I wanted to recommend and I wanted to share with people, so it ended up that way. It is okay to put affiliate links. You really need to put affiliate links, and you'll find that in your books for years to come, you'll be earning money from those. So make sure that the link you're using is one that's going to be good for years to come. So we don't want to put a naked affiliate link out there, because you may change what you want to promote. And also, don't use something like TinyURL or Bitly, because you don't have control over those. It's like anything that I've put the Bud URL links in. I pay them $12 a month for that service, but that's a different company. It's not my business. I don't have control over those. So I got away from that a couple of years ago. All right. And Adrian's talking about printer drivers. Yeah, I don't know about this. And Lynn says that for the new law, you have to have 20,000 free downloads, and if 80% are free, you lose the commission for a month. Okay, so see, my numbers are never going to be that big, and most of us, they won't be. All right, and...
Tony?
Yes.
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Yes.
I do most of my Kindle books reading on my smartphone, so I'm not exactly sure how the pages are normally, but... from your experience now, what are you seeing as, you know, recommended as pages that people, the number of pages on in a book? Because I know people have shortened them quite a bit.
All right, well, good question. And first thing that you want to do, Yvonne, you want to find people with a Kindle, an iPad, and a PC and a Mac. So all four of those, so you can see what your books look like, because they don't look the same on a phone as they do every place else. And if a book is messy, you'll never hear about it, but it lowers your credibility. So you want to make sure that you know what your books are looking like on the formats that people are more likely to read them on. Okay?
Okay.
All right. In terms of pages, they allow, I think, 25 pages, but you don't want to do that. In my mind, you want at least 50 pages for a book that you're going to put on Kindle. 50 pages of your typed work on Word. That's
okay.
What I would say, because if it's shorter, it just doesn't come across well, and you can always sell it for 99 cents, but it's better to have it 50 pages or more and sell it for $2.99. That's the sweet spot. That's where you'll make the most money, because more people will download it, and you get the 70% royalty once you hit the $2.99. If you have something short, I would just put it out as a short report. I wouldn't put it on Kindle. And while it's a short report, then work on increasing the pages.
Okay.
So that it's bigger. Because remember, everything, we're only as strong as our weakest link.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have something out there that really doesn't serve us well, that's what people will remember and judge us by and think about with us.
Okay.
You know, now on the upper limit, the biggest book I have is Huge Profits with Affiliate Marketing at about 220 pages, and in my mind that was a little bit long probably for that. So for me, I like things that are more about 140 to 160 pages for a paperback book.
Okay.
And with, I'm trying to think for time management, I think we were just under 100 pages on that one that's Kindle only right now.
Okay, you mentioned something, Connie. Thank you for that. You mentioned something about putting short reports on Kindle. I know that you used to do your blog posts on Kindle. Do you still do that?
No, I don't have my blog on Kindle.
Oh, okay.
I know some people do, and somebody can subscribe to it, but I want my blog to be completely free, and I don't want it associated
mm-hmm.
with that. I see the blog as just a separate way of marketing.
All right.
All
okay,
right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Vicki says, I'm almost finished writing my first book for Kindle and wanted your opinion on the best format to submit it, HTML or PDF. You know, I don't do that submission, but I can't remember. Does anybody remember the extension?
I've just done mine recently.
I can't remember what it is. It's .. So it's not a PDF. You don't want to give them a PDF for Kindle. I know that. I can't remember the extension, but whoever, you know, does that formatting, they'll tell you what it is.
Connie?
Yes.
Hi. I was told the best way to do it is in a Word document. That's a .doc.
No, that looks very messy on some versions.
Well,
so you've got to do it, because the person that does mine, because mine, they've come out so well, it's in the format that they're recommending, so it's not a doc and it's not a PDF. And I'd have to look it up.
No, I mean, it gets converted to something. I can't think of what it's called.
Yeah, but we want to do, Pam is saying it's MOBI, so it's .mbi, I guess.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's what it is. And Lynn is saying the same thing. So it's .mobi, and that's the one that comes out perfect. And it's easy enough for that person that's doing that work for you to get it out that way. All right, we have time for a couple more questions, so let me look down here for ones that I have missed. Okay, Petra is also in the UK, and she says, I'm wondering about the benefits of publishing it first on Kindle as an ebook. And remember, these terms are interchangeable many times, so what I have on Kindle could be considered an ebook. But in my mind, an ebook is more of something that you sell on its own website. And once it goes to Kindle, it's a book on Kindle. But these terms are interchangeable. So yes, I would recommend that you have it. Well, I don't know. See, I do them first in paperback. But if you're only going to have it on Kindle, do it first as Kindle. What I don't want to do is put it out on Kindle and as a paperback at the same time. That doesn't serve me well because I want to have the bestseller status. And Petra says, I know about the Amazon author page, but are there downsides to doing that? No, only upsides to having your author page. If you look there at my author page, and again, that's at connieloves.me/author page, you'll see a biography of me that I write, and I do try to go in and rewrite that. I try to look and see if there's anything to be rewritten, and probably now when I have the new book going to be coming out, I'll want to change that around. Then it lists the books, and I have some books here listed that I've contributed to, but they're not my books. I don't earn any money from them, like Trust Your Heart, Building Relationships That Build Your Business. I wrote a chapter of that. Money from Anywhere, Pat O'Brien and Joe Vitale. I wrote a chapter there. The Absolute Beginner's Guide to Internet Wealth from Pat O'Brien. I contributed to that one as well. Anything else? I think everything else there is mine or I've co-written it. At the very bottom, you'll see Connie Reagan Green's upcoming events. And for here, if I'm going to be in a live event, I list it here. And when I don't have an event upcoming, then I always will have Rotary there so people know they can connect with me at Rotary. In the right-hand column, at the very top, it's my latest tweet. So you want to have those tweets out there. In the right-hand column below that is recent blog posts, and this is the RSS feed from both ConnieReaganGreen.com and HugeProfitsTinyList.com. And they're just in there depending on the date. They're chronological. Then there's a nice section below this, customers also bought items by, and this lists people who have books that are similar to yours, kind of, sort of. So, you know, there would be people that have books on entrepreneurship here, online business, leadership, time management, all kinds of things, but it's always a nice mix of authors. Below that is a video. I have two different videos. You can add more videos here. You can also add more pictures. I just have two different pictures that I've added, but there's only an upside to having this because this becomes a place where people can find out who you are and are really connecting with you. So let me do one thing here. All right, because Lynn is reminding me of something else from people we know, love, and trust, and it's at connieloves.me/Kinstant, KINSTANT. And this is the Kinstant Instant Formatter. So this is what I was going to recommend to you, Lonnie. And it has really fantastic information. Let me see, is it still priced right? It is at $27, and you get a credit of 100 books that you're going to do. You know, in all this time with everything I've done, I haven't gone over a dozen in 3 years, so probably you won't hit 100 anytime soon. So thanks very much for reminding me of that, Lynn. All right, and then John is reminding us that when you download the book to KDP, it does give you a preview. It does. You want to look at those very, very closely, but I still like to look at them on people's devices. I find that to be very, very helpful. All right, and let's see who else that I missed a question. Let me see. John is saying, I did the same thing as you. I did a post, and before I knew it, I had a book, so he used his blog to write his book, and now it's published on Amazon. The hard thing is the marketing. Yes, but don't make it hard. Make it fun, because it's all marketing. That's everything that we do in our life. We're always marketing ourselves to other people. So what you want to do is make sure that your book is out there as much as possible. And that's really part of the fun. And I think the reason that I make so much money and have so many downloads and do so well just with Amazon, it's one of my 8 income streams. It's because I've made marketing just a fun part of my life. And part of how I do that is I do marketing for charities. So it's always easy for me to ask people to donate money or come to an event or something if it's for a charity. And I remember the excitement I have when I'm talking about that, and I bring that same excitement to what I'm doing with my books and other products on the Internet. And remember that your book is one of your products, and it's also a great lead generator. So that can be a wonderful way to grow your business. All right, and let's see. And Andrea sent me an email. And Kaz is saying, what's the advantage of doing a Kindle book versus a paperback book on Amazon? Kindle is going to be lower priced, so my Kindle books tend to be $2.99, but can go up to $7.99. I don't want a Kindle book at $9.99. That's too much for my topic. The paperbacks usually start at $12.95 and go to $14.95. $20 is too much for a paperback on my topic. Now, Kindle will also put them on sale, the paperbacks, but I still earn the same amount per book if they put them on sale as a paperback. So how would you prioritize doing a Kindle book versus other strategies like mini sites, building a list? Well, the Kindle book, like I said, it's a product. It's a way for people to really get to know you at a low cost, which is so, so valuable. They're paying you a few dollars for the privilege of getting to know you and your topic really, really well. I have people that go through my books before they ever spend any other money with me. And when they come to me, they've already started their business. They're starting to make money. And then they seek, you know, more help from me in various ways. So lead generation, it's really excellent. You'll reach a whole different crowd of people who read books that don't necessarily search for websites and join lists and go on social media. So that's important. All right, and Al is talking about press releases, and he said he is mentioned in a few nifty places for his book. And he said, does a person create a press release each time you get mentioned, or one press release mentioning several things? That's up to you. I know for me, I send a press release when I'm writing a book, and then once the book is out, I also send another press release. And I like to use one, a paid service called WebWire, WebWire.com. It's $25 US. I know you're in British Columbia, so I'm not sure what the conversion rate is today, but it's $25, and it's worth every penny to send those press releases out. Let people know who you are and what you're doing. All right, and he said, I spent money on Fiverr to have a press release put out there. Yeah, I don't associate Fiverr with, you know, anything to do with my books or my business. I might have somebody there, I guess, create an image for me or something like that, but I wouldn't have any kind of press release work done. I really wouldn't. I don't consider that site to be that way. I'd rather have people that know more of what they're doing or have a better reputation. I don't know how to really explain that, but all right. And Rose is asking me to touch on pen names. This will be the last question I'm going to take. Can you touch on the use of pen names? I'm thinking of using a pen name when I'm writing. Do you use one? I don't use a pen name for my books, no. Everything that's out there is under my name. So when I first wrote an ebook on real estate, that was under my name because I used to be in real estate for more than 20 years. Real estate was a big part of my life when I worked as a broker and as an appraiser. So I put my name on that. And after that, you know, I created a pen name, Sydney Green. I thought that was so beautiful. But once I created it and wrote a couple articles, I thought, you know, I'm really proud of anything I write. I don't see it as confusing to my audience. If I write something now about real estate, people know I used to be in real estate. If I write something about being a classroom teacher or working with children or something, that makes sense for who I am. If I wrote something about dogs, that makes sense. I have 6 dogs. I'm a huge dog lover, obviously. So I don't see that as being a conflict. So I prefer to use my name. There's nothing wrong with using a pen name, but I guess have a reason for doing that. All right, and Donna says, how do you do the recommended list on Amazon? Donna, that is something that they do, something that they handle. We don't have any say-so over that. All right, thank you so much for being with me today. Again, if you didn't get your study guide, go to connieloves.me/study guides. And study guides is all lowercase, and it's plural, guides. Also, remember that this is part of a new podcast series. It's Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green. And you can go over to one of my main blogs, ConnieReaganGreen.com, and you can see exactly how you can subscribe to the podcast series. Thanks so much for spending this time with me today.
Thanks, Connie.